You are now in the spectacular Piazza Vittorio Emanuele II, also known as Maggiore, in the heart of the town. Given the dimensions of this town, it is an enormous square, dominated by the Duomo, positioned at an angle. In the centre of the square stands the statue of Vittorio Emanuele II, the Piedmontese king who united Italy. Significantly, his back is turned to the church. As you stand with your back to the church, like the king, on the right, level with the statue, there is a small classical building and portico with four windows and pilasters with capitals. This is the Monte di Pietà, dating from the 18th century. On the southern side of the piazza, in front of the king's statue, is the recently restored Palazzo Valeri, with seven small balconies and triangular gables, which currently houses Crediveneto. Under the lovely porticos of the piazza, but also along Via Carrarese and Via Matteotti, and under the alleyways that run from the square, you'll find some historical bars of Montagnana where you can sip the Comuna, the original local aperitif, sample the sweet cured Montagnana ham, or taste the traditional local dishes and wines. Go up to the austere and imposing facade of the Duomo. Observe the overlapping styles, the massive late Gothic structure of the building, the three extremely refined belfries, Gothic, on top of the facade of the Renaissance portal in white marble, traditionally attributed to Sansovino. Building work on the church was started in 1431, and it took 70 years to complete the structure, which is the reason for the eclecticism of this facade. Can you see the two white marble spheres positioned over the half columns at the side of the portal? Not only are they ornamental, but they also represent an architectural Renaissance clock. The slant of the sun rays illuminating the two spheres, while the facade is still in shadow, shows solar noon. This is another reason why the church is positioned sideways, following an east-west axis. Now, if the Duomo is open, go inside. I would point out to you, above all, the two frescoes inside attributed to Giorgione, the majestic scene of the Battle of Lepanto, which you see on the left just as you enter, and the luminous portrait of the Transfiguration positioned on the main altar, the work of the great painter Paolo Veronese. If the church is closed, or if you prefer to revisit the town walls at a leisurely pace, then leave the piazza in the direction of the Rocca degli Alberi, on the opposite side to Castel San Zeno, where you came from, taking Via Matteotti. Follow it on the map. At the beginning of the street, just as you leave the piazza, you'll also see the historic, white and imposing Palazzo Uberti on the left. There is also a youth hostel in the Rocca degli Alberi, where, if you want to stay the night in Montagnana, you can sleep in a real castle dating back to 1360, the original date of this mighty fortress. Today, of course, it has been restored. In early September, around the walls, near the Rocca degli Alberi, the Palio of the 10 Municipalities takes place. All the people of Montagnana are involved. 10 jockeys in the colours of the 10 municipalities riding bareback compete in a thrilling race which evokes both the ancient and the modern. If instead you find yourself in Montagnana at the new year, remember that here, on the last Sunday of December, the Hibernales Ludi is celebrated. It is the reenactment of a medieval new year with rites, songs, emotions of times gone by that were linked to the liturgy of the millennium. Enjoy your visit and the rest of your tour among the villages and castles of Padova and Verona.